Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. So I've been getting a lot of questions lately about shin splints, and with spring right around the corner and people getting out and running and walking and hiking more, I thought it was a great time to share these five tips for avoiding shin splints. First of all, don't overdo it. Make sure that you are working to increase your mileage or your speed gradually so that you don't shock your body too badly. Warm up. One thing that you can do is heel walks. By walking on your heels with your toes lifted, you can strengthen your shins. And before you start running, make sure you go for a brisk walk or maybe a light jog just to get your body used to what's going to happen. Whenever possible, run on forgiving surfaces. Run on grass or dirt or sand. That really helps to absorb some of the shock of running. And use proper form. Land on your midfoot with your lead foot under your center and your knee bent. I like to use the chi running method where you have a slight lean as well, and it's a great form for avoiding injury and shin splints. Finally, make sure that you select the right shoe. We're all a little bit different, and the best way to make sure you get the right shoe is seek out a professional shoe fitter. They can really help you with that. So I hope these tips help, and if you want more information, head on over to outsidehealthandfitness.com/shin. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. If you have a comment or a question, I'd love to hear from you. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/feedback to leave a voicemail right from your computer. Just click the big record button and start talking. It's as easy as that. For more information and full episodes of the Outside Health and Fitness podcast, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com.